today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, Rob's seen me drink a lot of Irish whiskey when I was gambling, and you can testify to
untouched.
The fact that even with the brown liquor, I get buzzed, but I don't. The adrenaline is so coursing through my body. Now, the only problem is if any alcohol, you can go too far. And if I go too far, I turn into Joe Pesci, and I don't want to turn into Joe Pesci. You know?
Yeah, you had fun. Yeah, you got a smile on your effing face, banging it. You like stealing from the customers? You like that? Banging us up all night long, huh? Little smirk on your face. Here comes this other F. Yeah, slide right in here. There you go. Yeah.
There was one time I was in a casino, and I was wearing my cowboy hat.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Does anybody really like Monday? Is there anybody that really likes Monday? I mean, I'm perfectly happy to start my week.
I love Mondays.
You love Mondays.
Mondays why? Are effing probably the most productive day we have as a show and a company, because we have so many client catch-up meetings that I know exactly what we need to do with the Mike O'Mara Show, with any other program that's on our roster when Monday's done. So everything's laid out for the rest of the week.
I tell you what, you know what? I don't mind Mondays as much as I mind Sunday nights.
Yeah. Well, I used to hate Sundays when I did a morning show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even though now I get up at morning show time with the routine we have here. But there's something about Monday that still has a little... I mean, I'm in a perfectly fine state of mind to start the week, but it's still...
But for life...
Monday.
Okay, but this is... Maybe you're talking to the wrong person. The case of the Monday situation...
Yeah.
Okay. If you have a great life with balance and fun and you enjoy what you do for a living, even then, if you don't have other responsibilities, I could see having a case of the Mondays and you're like, oh, the weekend was a blast. Now back to whatever. This is what we have.
Do you understand what he just said?
No, but I'll say this. I like...
He was kind of... I think there was an insult in there.
An insult, really?
I think there was an insult to me in there.
I think there was just
fluff. I might be paranoid because it's Monday.
I think there was just fluff. I don't know. There was a lot of content.
No, if you're not the boss.
If you have like you should responsibilities,
hate Mondays.
So you're saying because you run things up there?
Yes. I'm excited for Mondays to get answers for things that I've been thinking about over the weekend.
Yeah, but it makes it sound, now I feel like a subordinate.
You're not a supporter. You're the boss.
Because I don't like Mondays. I don't like Mondays at all.
You like Monday? I like Mondays when we start the show. By the time we're here and we're together and we're doing the show, I like that.
I've had terrible Mondays where hopefully like what we bring to the listening audience.
Like this.
The Monday is fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in, look, and I'm not saying this to artificially prop up this program, but I have to say that if we bring... to you, the listener, what this show brings to me, there are many, many days, Monday through Friday, where I have had just terrible crap going on. And by the time I'm halfway through this little enterprise with the mics open, I'm off the aircraft.
I'm with you on the notion. You know what it is? It's the notion of a Monday, I think.
Notion of Monday starts on Sunday. Sunday nights suck
in
our house because my son's going.
Yeah,
I can see that then. If you have
Mrs. O'Mara, Monday is she's out of control. She's just skincare. She's got 4 days left in her training program and she's out of her mind.
Yeah.
She is out of her mind. And I'll give her a plug.
Yeah, please do.
Yesterday, I don't even know if I should say this. Yesterday, she put on the the smock, you know, the scrubs that they're supposed to wear. And she went out and like spent money on her scrubs because that's what she does.
Yeah.
And these are not like doctor scrubs. These are spa scrubs. Yeah.
They're different.
It's just it's fair.
It's her brand.
She's going to be giving men skin treatments. And for me, you could wear a maid's outfit or a sexy nurse outfit. Mm-hmm. You put her in this outfit on Halloween, and I'm not, I just hope it's more women than men. That's all
You should send her out to one of those Halloween pop-up stores.
Are they sexy esthetician?
She makes it look sexy, like ridiculously sexy.
My mom never looks sexy in her esty clothes.
With the lab coat and then the scrubs that she has on.
Does she wear prop glasses?
No, I don't know.
No, she doesn't wear glasses. Like where she takes the glasses off and goes, okay.
And lets her hair down.
By the way, the Horny Award goes to Mr. Robert Spiewak.
Well, you were painting a picture.
HBS, who... Hey, Bob, way to start that. You want to know who starts his week out Monday with a horny picture on Facebook?
Yeah.
HBS.
He doesn't want to disappoint. He is
thinking about one thing at the beginning of his week, which is, man, how old is your dad
and
now?
And to be fair, at the end of the week as well, and all the days in between.
Isn't he flirting with the 7-0 at some point?
He will be, I believe, 68 in November.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. That's all right. So he's far away.
I wish I had that type of drive. Like
you may.
Oh, I don't now. Are you kidding me?
It could be.
My wife looks at me. She's like, "Are we going to make a baby?" I was like, "We'll see what happens." I don't know.
Wow.
But anyway, Monday. See, it's over. Whatever blues I had on Monday. Got the
blues.
It doesn't help that Redskins fans can relate to this. It doesn't help that I root for a football team that sucks.
Yeah.
I feel bad for people that have to go through that experience outside of New England this
congratulations,
year. Every team sucks.
Mike,
yes.
Congratulations to the Redskins for actually making a notable effort and actually covering the spread without scoring, which is what
Very
happened
good.
Yesterday. Very An amazing
what
thing.
What a battle of Titans that was.
It was fun to see them sliding on the field, wasn't it?
But one Titans undefeated, right? Isn't one Titan undefeated?
Well,
aren't
no.
the 49ers
undefeated?
Undefeated,
yes.
Yeah.
5-0.
How do you play that crappy and be undefeated? I don't know.
You play just good enough.
but since we happen to just steer onto sports, which we tend to do this time of year,
right.
I have to say that the city of Washington, D.C. is getting excited. It is Nats fever,
World
ladies
Series
and
fever.
Gentlemen. First, I checked the first World Series in the nation's capital in 1,000 years.
It's 1,000 years.
Well, it's the first one for the Nationals.
It's the first one for the Nationals in 1,000 years.
Well, Mike is actually, he speaks the truth. The last World Series was played in Washington, D.C. in the year 1019.
That's right. That's right. A bunch of people in the stands going.
Yeah, that's back when they played at Griffith Park. They hadn't even built RFK
yet. Was that the Senators?
It was actually the Roman Senators.
Roman Senators.
They had turkey legs.
Roman Generals.
They had turkey legs.
They did. Huge ones.
Yeah.
Do you have any baseball music like the outfield?
Yeah, that's really not a good baseball song.
Something. So get in the spirit of things.
Why don't we talk about it? Because it made me laugh when you talked about that. You still, by the way, I love your dainty little
this tiny machine.
Mafia Don cup that you have.
I did not order this. It came with the machine.
I just want to say. What flavor heaven? I don't know.
Buenos Aires.
Come and have a cup of Italian coffee.
Yes, sir. Oh, don't play Centerfield. I hate that friggin' song.
I asked
Wait,
for
where's
the
my
outfield.
Where, where my
That's not the outfield. That's John Fogerty.
Oh, I thought that was the outfield.
That song was an insult to Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Does Boston sing the outfield?
No, the outfield is not the outfield is the song you're thinking of is Your Love, right?
I always thought the outfield was a baseball song.
Well, no, it's a baseball band, I guess.
No, it's not. This is a great song.
It is a good song.
This is a smash hit.
80s cover bands love this song.
Oh, I love this song.
Hey, can I ask a radio question?
Yeah.
Are you friends with this guy? There's a friend of mine on Facebook who just got the program director gig at
The Drive
at the new pop station. The
Chris
Drive.
Roth. Chris Roth.
All right. Am I supposed to know him?
Not really. I don't think he's been around a long time. You may have crossed paths at WAVA. I think.
What did he do at WAVA? I don't know him. I'm insulting him. I don't know.
I mostly know him because he owns a Duckpin bowling alley.
Really?
Yeah.
So you know him? You know him well?
No, not well, but acquaintance.
Have you communicated with him?
Yeah, yeah. I've bowled at his alley before, and he actually was very kind when he bought
it. Besides bowling at his alley,
are you obsessed with this bowling alley?
Have you spoken to him?
Yes.
Messaged him?
Yes.
Exchanged information?
Yes.
With him.
And I can tell you why, because he was very kind to me. He found a poster at his bowling alley that had my grandfather on it because he was a pro bowler, and he got me a copy of it. It was very nice of him.
So how did he know to reach out to you?
We've been in touch because he's a radio guy.
Oh, that's all he was asking.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not close, is what I'm saying.
I don't have strangers giving me pictures of my grandfather. That is a friendship.
You're such a sneaky
What?
I mean, sometimes sneaky? No, because you just you're not forthcoming about anything. It's like I have to waterboard you to get
the most basic
information.
I said
I don't know the guy. I'm trying. You might have known him at WABA, and then you're like, well, he sent me a gift. I'm like, I don't know the guy, or tell me if I'm supposed to know.
No, I don't think you should. Know him.
He friended me.
I think
a long time ago, maybe, right?
Probably, or because you both are radio people. He probably knows of you
in the biz.
Right. Yeah,
in the biz.
Now, and I apologize for calling you a sneaky F.
Okay, thank you. Accepted.
What about the bowling alley?
What about it?
Like, was he in radio?
Rob comes
before
from a bowling family.
Yeah,
was he in radio before he owned the bowling alley?
I think they're concurrent. If I had to guess, I don't know. I don't know the timeline.
Let me get to it though.
Okay. All right.
So this guy I see gets a gig as a program. Probably a pretty a new station comes into existence. They do a little talent search for a PD.
Big deal.
And they get this guy. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And then I notice all the old radio guys out there that are just licking him. I mean,
congratulating.
Just like, bam, bam. Yeah, old guys, young guys, old guys. Yeah. And I'm like, I would congratulate the guy, but I'm not sure, A, that I know him, and B, it seems to me that it's kind of self-serving for a radio person to be like, and they're just coming out of the way.
I would say
it
wouldn't be self-serving.
What they're doing.
I say it wouldn't be self-serving for you to do it because obviously you're not looking to go on air.
You're not looking for a radio gig.
However, if someone say Uncle Johnny,
well, if the suitcase is big enough, I've always said
that. They don't make them like that anymore, though.
They don't make suitcases that large.
No. It's more of a carry-on.
Keep me in Florida till I die. So anyway, but the thing here it is. So they're coming out of the woodwork, but I'm curious because it's like, I got hired at a new station right after JFK, and we all know how great that year was. But I'm looking and I'm seeing all this, and then shortly thereafter, he puts a post up that where he's hurt, where his feelings are. He said, "A lot of people unfriended me because I didn't give them a job right away," and I'm sitting there going, "Wow!" I read that post about this guy, and I said, "You know, that makes sense to me because there was this little
frenzy.
You know, nobody was sincerely, and I was so I didn't
An
do
un-frenzy.
It. I was so tempted to write, but I don't. I worry about my memory as far as whether I met a lot of people growing up in Washington D.C. in the radio business. But I was so tempted to write, even though we're best friends. I'd just like to tell you, I do not want, in capital letters, a job.
Would have been funny.
Because it would
have been very funny.
But I didn't
funny.
Know, yeah. Because if I knew the guy, and and then it would be, I wasn't sure what the relationship was. But it's interesting to see everybody kind of foaming at the mouth, guys that have been kicked to the curb that,
Not a lot of stations let you talk over the music anymore.
Is that what they're doing on this station?
They've got some of that going on. It's...
That's fun.
A little bit fun.
What's the morning show up there?
I don't know.
Yeah. Are they just playing records?
I don't know either.
There's a guy and I think there's a girl and I think they
Blue Cats.
They talk over the records and it's a very tight playlist. That's one thing. Is that you know what? You'll really enjoy it for like
are the
90
songs?
Minutes. 80s.
Okay. Oh.
The outfield?
They would play the outfield.
Oh
yes. Yeah. And that's great.
We're in.
Until you hear it four times. It's great.
Yeah. All right. I get it. But it was just funny because radio people are funny.
Yeah. Radio. They are funny. They're broken.
since we're. It's just it's so obvious. It's so obvious when people 150 something, some huge number of people, congratulating him in that, hey, how you doing?
OK, well, then how do you feel when someone loses a job and they write, best of luck, Like,
it's totally that different.
It's different.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because I think that's propping
that's
you up.
Sincere.
I think that's really. Yeah, yeah. But I'm, you know me. I'm kind of a PM guy. Yeah. I don't like to get on a thread.
Right.
Threads to me are so disingenuous.
And I bet you dislike the fact that if you're on a thread, then anytime someone adds to the thread, you get a notification. You don't need that. You don't need to know what's going on.
If I really feel strongly about something, I'll write somebody a message. A personal message. So getting back to DC sports. So you came in today excited.
Oh, yeah.
Because, there you go. That's more like it. Talking about the Washington. Do you have tickets to the opener, home opener in the World Series?
Well, remember, it's going to be 2-3-2. So two games in Houston, three games possibly in D.C., and then the two other games go back to Houston.
And you also had requirements because you're a busy man.
Well, I just said, look, I can't go on Saturday, Friday, Saturday, for example. But I said I'm willing.
You're with the Bush family again.
I'll be on Saturday, yes.
So by the way, Bush family, is that dedication? I think so. I think
I would call that loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so, Mike. I would call that loyalty.
Yes, you know? Welcome to my world.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Welcome to Mike's world.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm serious.
I would say no to Mike for the World Series. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you,
you would. You would to me, but it's because we have a long relationship. You wouldn't in the first 2 years. The first year, you wouldn't.
Hell no! I flew. I slept at Midway Airport to get to your house on time. I remember that. I was so freaked out about not making a show.
Midway is a great airport.
You're supporting this new venture that family's doing. You know it's going to be hopefully
it's good for everybody. It's a win-win.
And they might have a color TV, don't they? They have a color TV to watch the game.
Well, he's talking about going to the game.
I know, but if he's with the Bushes, he could watch the game with the Bushes, is what I'm saying.
I don't know if that's the setup that I'm looking at that day.
You could bring like one of those cans that has three kinds of flavors of popcorn in it. And you could say, hey, let's watch the game.
You get those in Chicago.
Sure. Well, that's, oh God, what's the name of that place in the airport? It's the fantastic airport.
Caramel.
Well, it's just the cheese and caramel, the mix.
Cheese, caramel, and dill. No, I don't know what it is.
Listener writes a beautiful a love letter, I would say. And I received this on Saturday. So we're 2 days off, so I could be too late. But I want to talk to you fellas first. I got four tickets to the World Series, Oscar. It's for Sunday's game. Only three of us are going. Good folks. Section 405, $290. Not a bad dollar for a ticket, as I've seen otherwise on StubHub.
I think I know enough about baseball stadiums when you have a four in the number.
We're the nosebleeds.
You could touch a 737 that's landing.
It's the those World tickets, Series.
I checked the seating chart. Those tickets are actually at RFK.
It's the World Series.
It's World Series.
It is.
It's just insane.
The World Series.
$400.
$300. $390.
But you know,
$390.
Might be a
I'm sorry, $290. $290.
Might so be a $90. Yeah, might be a non-issue if they sweep.
So, there's some factors they got to deal with.
And what happens?
Well, you could show a little more love to the home team with that comment, Mr. Man.
I'm saying if
the Nats sweep.
The Nats sweep.
Oh, the
no
Nats
game five.
Sweep.
Yeah, no, but the question is if there is a sweep and the Nats do take it in four, what happens to the people? Do they get a refund on that ticket or are they just out of luck?
So, no, they'll get the refund for the
ticket. All right, I'm just curious.
By the way, Pony, isolate that when I say, oh, the Nats aren't going to sweep. Just Absolutely. Isolate yeah, that
and put
in case
that
I'm wrong.
Into the machine.
And then you can play it for a year. Yeah, really hurt me. Really wound me deeply. So $290, I mean, to be there, you love the event.
That's not a bad price.
And the gentleman reached out. I thought this was a fair price. He said his wife's not going, but if I can't make it either, they'll just sell it back to the ticket group that they bought him from. So he's got four tickets. He's offering me one.
What day is this, Sunday?
Sunday night, if Sunday night happens.
And that's going to be game one.
That'll be game five. Game five. Now,
financially speaking, it's a deal. I think that anytime you
get into, I think it's a win.
If you can get into the World Series for under $500, that's a deal.
I suppose. I mean, I'm.
What's holding you away? I sense trepidation in your voice.
It's just because it's not. I don't know, man. I mean, I think that
is it the section.
Well, no. I you want to be at the event. I just think it's high for up there. I'd like to know what face value on the tickets are.
You know, I'd like to know. Probably, if they're not I would gouging say $150. You, maybe I'm getting double the price.
All right. Let me look up StubHub.
Yeah, yeah, check I'll it out. Stuff. Because you know what? There's really, you know what? It is a nice ballpark. I've been high up in that ballpark. There's not many bad seats.
It's the effing World Series.
And it is the World Series, and it could be the one.
Like, this could be the only one time I ever get to see this happen.
Right.
Right. I know I'm a. The DC douche effect. I get that. But I if you're going to talk about
They'll be bigger douches there
passions
than you.
Passions in sports. Promise. And, you know, my first love was baseball.
How do I unlock my keyboard? I put a new. Cover on my computer.
Hey,
excuse me.
Look at that.
Miami Vice.
Let's get that from Mac.
Those are Miami Hurricane colors. The U.
All right.
Big and orange.
Classic Florida.
Oh, yeah, right.
Orange citrus.
Oh, you know, I got to show everybody. I've got a
MacBook. I just like red or any variation of red.
Oh, that looked like it was something you put on a Ferrari.
I like it. It's
or Lamborghini.
It lets everybody know that.
Were they out of the ones that were called Mercedes Yellow?
My Mercedes.
Thank you, Cappy.
My Mercedes.
Cappy coming to Las Vegas by any chance?
I haven't heard of
it. It is TBD.
Ah.
TBD.
All right. Love to see her.
Yes. But on her radar. Here.
All right, is that game three?
That's game five. I don't think there's a place.
So it'll be the
game
final.
Game five from I'm seeing on StubHub, from $590.
That's what I'm saying. If there's a comp, $290 might even be face value.
And I hear that at the World Series, the beer is free.
No. I've heard this. I will honor my side of the equation where it says, I'm going to treat you like a king.
Also says here that you can use your ticket for a free hot dog.
Yeah. The parking passes that are from, let me see. All right,
game five.
For those of you that are charging $150 plus for parking passes to this game,
yes.
I think there's a special place in hell for you.
Yeah, I'd ride my bike there before I did that.
I would just
ride my bike.
The final game in the city. because if it goes past game five, it goes back to Arizona.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Houston.
Right. Not Arizona.
Right.
The Astros.
So you're going to go?
I corrected myself.
Well,
I wanted
to talk to you both about it.
Yeah. Go.
Absolutely.
I should go for the show.
Go for the show. Go walk around.
No,
right?
Go for
the show.
Come in with some kind of
and save a little money for a Suvi to wear the next day.
Of course. Mm. Of course.
Next Monday.
Done and done. I'm going to tell this gentleman right now.
It's a curly W hat. Yeah.
What, Rob? Yeah, what?
They call it the curly W hat.
Officer Fried has written in. He said, Section 405, isn't that too high for you? Because I don't like going too low.
I remember that.
I don't like going too high.
You did complain
like
once.
In the middle.
Yes.
I'm an asshole. Yes. I apologize.
I would go do it. I would go.
I'm running back right now. And I'll tell him that. Don't worry about cash. I'll bring it. There you go.
Yeah. When I go on and I see from $590 for game five, that's you're getting a deal.
I think
you're getting a bargain.
I would think that might even be face value.
Do you want me to send him a message from you, Mike?
This is wonderful.
Yeah. Tell him go Nats.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go Nats. And enjoy that gold-plated popcorn. Last three words, then we can start the show. Last three words to him.
Yes.
You are money.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't remember seeing any legs, but it definitely had arms because it reached out for me.
Arms? I can't wait to get a look at this thing.
Alice, I'm going to ask you a couple of standard questions, okay? Have you or any member of your family ever been diagnosed schizophrenic? Mentally incompetent.
My uncle thought he was Saint Jerome.
I'd call that a big yes. Are you habitually using drugs, stimulants, alcohol?
No.
No, no. Just asking. Are you, Alice, menstruating right now?
What has that got to do with it?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Ray, it's moving. Come on.
Ghostbusters.
This is hot, Ray.
Symmetrical book stacking. Just like the Philadelphia Man's Turbulence of 1947.
You're right. No human being would stack books like this.
Listen. You smell something?
I'm worried, Ray. It's getting crowded in there, and all my recent data points to something big on the horizon.
What do you mean, the big?
Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
We could be on the verge of a fourfold cross-rip, a PKE surge of incredible, even dangerous proportions.
We just had a visit from the Environmental Protection Agency. How's the grid holding up?
It's not good.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From the seat of power in the world, I am talking about Washington, D.C., with all of its foibles. Originates the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends, a radio show, a podcast, a gathering every day in our living rooms, coming to your living rooms, and a celebration of what it means to be alive. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, all the way from Durwood, Maryland to Clearwater, Kansas, Guffey Hollow, Pennsylvania.
Love
That's
it.
My favorite one today. I'm from Guffey Hollow, Pennsylvania. Wham Suter, or is it Wham Sutter?
Wham Sutter, I believe.
Wham Sutter, Wyoming, Colonial Beach, Virginia. I know that place. A lot of necks down there.
Sure.
A lot of drinking on Sunday in that part of the world. You going down to Colonial Beach? Uh-huh. Yeah, I hear that. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I stepped on a beer bottle.
I think I did.
And Innsbruck, Austria. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We're very happy to welcome Zappos back to the show.
Yeah!
You know, as many of you know, we go out and do our Las Vegas show at the Zappos corporate headquarters, and we have a great relationship with a great company. We're very proud to be associated with Zappos. You all know that we're gearing up to celebrate our 10th anniversary. Did you know that Zappos turns 20 this year?
Yeah!
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Happy birthday, Zappos. That means 20 years of the absolute best customer service, and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. We are excited to continue our thriving partnership with Zappos, and we celebrate it with our return to Vegas for our 10th anniversary, hosted by our friends at Zappos. Our partnership is built on listener support, so whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere, basically if you wear it, get it at Zappos.
Yes.
Please. You know what I want you to do today? I'd love you to just blow up their website.
Yes,
please
do.
I would love you to go there and show them the power of the Mike O'Mara Show by hopping on and just, you don't have to buy anything. Yeah, if you don't see something that's perfect for you, which I'm sure you will if you really do a deep dive.
Beautiful website.
You don't have to, but just go there and check them out. We ask that you support us both. You access Zappos through our website. Just click their banner. They got a banner up there. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thanks to Zappos.com. There's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos. See you in Vegas. This is a partnership we have. By Oscar Santana and our good friends out at Zappos. You make Oscar look good, you make us look good,
yes.
And you really set the table for us going out to Las Vegas, to their home, when we come in there for our 10th anniversary celebration, by going on there today and showing them the power that this is what we do with our national advertisers, ladies and gentlemen. We have a small group of people that listen to this show that have a big footprint when it comes
passion.
To advertisers.
Lots of passion.
And that's what we'd like you to do today. So if you're hearing my voice this week and you would like to do a solid, as I'm saying, you might find something you love, you might not, doesn't matter. Just go there and check them out because they are fabulous, especially in the area of shoes, footwear. Fantastic at Zappos, but they've got everything else there.
Everything. Just
so
click that banner
out
on our website. It's easy as can be.
We would appreciate it. Friday night, very special night for me. I got to go into the chair and receive my first official skincare process by Carla. Skin by Carla. I don't know what she's going to call
it. Your first facial official.
A pony. She wants to call it Dermaglow. Can you check that out and see if you get it? And
I'll
if it's available, get it.
Okay? I thought we were doing Spiewax.
No, we're not doing Spiewax. That is one of the options.
I know it's going to be. I know Dermaglow is going to be there somewhere.
I get that Spiewax.
Hold on just 1 second. Frankie, shut up!
Can you feature Frankie in the logo for Dermaglow?
Some people are writing. Hold on. Anyway, what? Excuse me?
Frankie
what?
Would what be a that? Good good addition to the logo for Dermaglow.
Well, Frankie was the Frankie wasn't the logo, but the Chihuahua was the listen to the show or this dog dies.
Yes, exactly.
The first postcards.
One of my all-time favorites. Speaking of that, and I hate to do this on the air.
No, it's fine. I'd love to do it to you.
But I was, because I'll forget and I won't ask you off air.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, do it.
So, are we going to have anything to, wear or give away or anything? Because, it's time.
There was a big meeting about it that you weren't a part of. But
why not?
Because Mike, when you like to get off the phone, you like to get off the phone. So know that there will be merchandise at the actual event. Yes.
What? Mike, what we did is we're sparing.
Well, I want to know what the stuff looks like. I want to have say.
Well, we're sparing you the minutia.
You're going to have final say on the graphic.
Yeah, the graphic, of course. But we spare you the minutia of the fact that it's going to be there. We've arranged for it to be there.
You don't need to always spare it. I do care.
We don't doubt that.
Okay, we had a long Thursday call about our conversation, face to face, like here in the studio. We had a long meeting. Then we had another meeting on Friday that I don't think you wanted to sit in to go over what we went over with you again.
With Katie?
Yes. Yeah. So
about the production.
It's about redundancy, Mike, and making sure everyone's on the same page.
That's fine.
Do you need
you were going to do that.
Yes.
You told me we were going to have we had our meeting about the show.
Yeah.
Then you were going to have the meeting about the
And during
producer
that
of the
show, there was an update about the merchandise.
During what show?
I mean, during that meeting on Friday after the show.
Friday meeting.
Yeah, the second meeting.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
So I was going to call you and then say, hey, here are all the updates without having a graphic ready for you.
Oh, okay.
I like to show you things. Everyone said Mike's a visual guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to talk about it.
I'm excited. I'm getting really, really excited about
it. Right, Pony?
This is the way it always works. I try to dampen the enthusiasm until we get within a month, and then I get really pumped up about it. The only thing I'm not pumped up about is traveling there.
I don't think anybody is. Also, we scratched the Pony Escort. She was too expensive.
Oh really? That's I'm flying Spirit.
Yeah,
right? You're aware of that.
Yeah, you got the best deal.
It's a great airline because you know why? They care.
I'm on the wagon. I may be. I'm gonna try to. Stay
oh, I didn't
on the
know
wagon.
That. Look at this.
Well, hey,
I've been on the wagon.
What
for a
happened?
While. Remember when I had the big thing?
Yeah, but that was
remember when I got in trouble?
Like two Fridays
ago. No, no,
no.
No, I had there are times when Daddy has to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Daddy's taking a break.
That's where we're different. If I have a situation like that, that's when I really need it most.
I'm going to say to Mrs. O'Mara that when we get to the airport prior to flying on that.
Well, you need it for medical reasons.
Are you back on the tomato martinis, Mike?
Not out of hand, just something to take
the edge off.
If you're on the wagon, what is the best drink to have in a situation like that? Because for the 3 months.
Where you're not going to feel peer group pressure?
Yeah, yes.
Like, are you talking about not drinking and not having, come on, Oscar, come on. Yes. Where people aren't going to notice.
For the 3 months when I had a hole in my stomach and I didn't drink, I would just get a seltzer water with a lime.
That's exactly what I did.
And because it passes. It passes as something
alcoholic. I'll get a lime, put a lime with a swizzle stick or a straw, and that's what I'll be drinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be drinking.
And then when somebody would ask me, be like, it's one of these tonics. That I would say. Yeah. I would never tell them it's just tonic.
Like it's 1890.
No gin.
It's a tonic.
Oh, by the way, the alcohol in Vegas never really has an impact on me, too, because of the adrenaline rush that I'm getting from my other vice, which is
fight. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rob's seen me drink a lot of Irish whiskey when I was gambling, and you can testify to
untouched.
The fact that even with the brown liquor, I get buzzed, but I don't. The adrenaline is so coursing through my body. Now, the only problem is you can go too far. And if I go too far, I turn into Joe Pesci. And I don't want to turn into Joe Pesci,
Yeah, you had fun? Yeah, you got a smile on your effing face banging. You like stealing from the customers? You like that? Banging us up all night long, huh? Little smirk on your face. Here comes this other F. Yeah, slide right in here. There you go. Yeah.
There was one time I was in a casino and I was wearing my cowboy hat. I kicked my boots off and I put them up on the table.
I remember.
And, it was so ridiculous because this Jewish guy that looked Italian
right
came up to me.
I remember.
And he said, "Would you mind taking your your feet off the table. I said, yeah, you bet I'd mind. And then all of a sudden, you know, one thing led to another, and suddenly there were security guards that were wrestling.
And he had a talk show, and he had it taken away.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It was horrible. And then they sent me out. They opened the door with my head.
Yeah.
Which was not fun at all.
I remember one time you were upset. I forget the situation, but you were really upset about a guy named Charlie M.
Charlie M? You made me pop your eye out for Charlie M?
I believe you called him a POS, Charlie M.
Yeah. And I had a brother. People don't realize this.
Really?
I had a brother. Yeah, and they took him out to a cornfield and beat him.
Oh, up. No.
It's terrible.
At least you still have
your brother.
Still have Kathy.
Oh, man.
Of course, that means I wouldn't be here either. Anyway, a tribute to Casino.
Yes, well done.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank you. Thank
beautiful
you. Thank
playlist.
You very much.
Charlie M.
So Friday night, it was planned for
your
the whole
skin
week.
Is glowing.
You really do look marvelous.
I go in there. She got pissed at me.
Oh, why?
Well, she did the whole thing. Got the steamer on me.
It's a process.
It is.
And then she's playing the little ding, 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 ding,
yeah, some spa music
yeah. in the back. And then I don't know what made her angry. I think, I just realized.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah. Yes. See, it's in the house, so I don't have to worry about decorum. And so when she started giving me the facial and
Mike.
I'm sorry. That was probably part of it. That was just
at the very beginning. She's trying to show off to you what she's learned. And you're like, you know what I learned? That's probably not the perfect
parent. You're running your own steamer.
I got this.
I got a scrub, I got serum put on there.
Oh,
I got the exfoliation, and then she gave me the forearm and hand massage.
Oh, reflexology? Look at that.
A little reflex, and then gave me a nice little scalp massage, and it was like a full hour, and my skin was radiant.
Did you feel relaxed?
Yeah, I did. I shut up because she was getting mad because I was talking to her, you know, touching her and stuff like that.
You probably wanted to do shtick.
What?
He was sexually harassing his wife.
Oh, it's a Me Too thing.
Yeah. I'm trying to work here, man.
But she's got the gift. She loves it. You know how I know she loves it? She's doing it for everybody. She is absolutely into this. And you know what? More power to her.
Passion.
Is this not the age of reinvention?
Yes.
Where this is a woman that for close to 15 years, I think, 10 years at least.
Just took care of you.
She managed a court reporting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
And that job's not over, Oscar. If anything, it's getting to be more time consuming.
She literally kept you alive.
She did.
She's kept me alive. She did well when I was hurting.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in rough shape. But no, she managed this court. The thing about court reporting, it's so totally different because it was like dealing with lawyers on the phone and dealing with court reporters and scheduling and last minute Fridays and Thursdays were horrible for her.
Right.
I remember when she lived that. So she had always said she loved going into these places and getting these treatments. She's fascinated with it. And she was
nice.
All in. Now, you know, but even with that,
now she's
once
on
you
the
go
inside.
To school for it. And now that once you go to school for it, you're not 100% sure. But then she's got an ability for it, and she's super excited, and I'm proud of her.
That's great.
Why I posted today, you know, her phone number out there. So, yes, it's there for everybody
to see. I
didn't see
that. That's probably not.
She's there to take appointments. She's doing that, and she's going to be.
You could have given her fake number, at least, if you would have come to us first.
Look, I don't know. Oh. I don't know. She's
direct contact.
Does it open up into a larger suite?
I don't know. I'm just trying to be supportive.
You're helping.
It's great.
Trying to be supportive.
Anybody wants to fly her in for that type of work, are you open for that? Like, I don't know how that works.
No, okay. That would be a no.
Just local.
Yeah.
One-way ticket to Spokane, not happening.
I like that. Hi, Mike. It's Carla. I'm at Midway Airport. You wouldn't believe what happened.
Yeah. No, don't plan on that happening at all. No effing way.
I'm sending you a ticket, Carla.
Proud of her. And we'll see where it goes. You know, Oscar, any of your entrepreneurial
ideas,
expertise and ideas, you know, I think, you know, I'd like her to be, you know, I want her to be supporting me in the way I'd like to become a customer.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, I'm hoping
an
maybe
offline conversation.
Sugar mama.
Yes, very good. Absolutely. Sugar mama. Yeah.
Yeah.
God,
why not?
It's time.
All
yeah,
want
it's,
that.
It's daddy's
paid his
turn.
Yeah,
it's daddy's turn.
Absolutely. Yes. Daddy's turn. All right. Cool show. A little golf. Maybe a nicer course. Maybe a couple of dinners at the Capitol Grill. You know, I don't want a lot. I don't want a lot.
Darling.
I don't want a lot.
Rub Daddy's forearms.
Yes. Take a break. We will come back with a movie review right here on the Mike O'Hara Show. On my way
to bed. Oh, my cousin Fabrizio's in town from the old country for the holidays. And he don't speak any English so well. So I told him to subscribe to the Mike O'Hara Bonus Show. It's an hour of uncensored entertainment so he can learn phrases like, it's your passport to the assport. So like cousin Fabrizio, head over to the MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the bonus show banner. Now let's head back to our main man, Mike O'Hara.
Thank you, Paulie Christine. I love that man. I really do. I still don't understand how my kid got into KISS. I have to find out how he got into KISS. He asked me over the weekend if I wanted to go to see KISS. And we'd go see KISS concert.
Mike, I got to tell you, it's probably one of the top five concerts I've ever been to.
I've heard that from people.
It is such a show. It's such a great show.
A massive spectacle.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll fly you down and you can take him.
I'd like it.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Hara Show. Brought to you by Legacy Box. Folks, isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. This is peace of mind. All you need is Legacy Box. Send in your Legacy Box. You fill it with old home movies, pictures. They will do the rest. They digitize your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's just like magic. I know, Rob, you love yours. You were very diligent about your Legacy
Box. Here's something that you probably aren't thinking about, and they don't even have this in the copy. Holidays are coming up. Mm-hmm. You're going to be spending time with your family. How great would it be to give each member of your family a thumb drive with all the old family pictures on it?
Brilliant, actually.
It's a gift that they would flip for.
Brilliant.
And it's absolutely so reasonable. Mm-hmm. You got to do this.
It's great. You get your originals and a new digital file back in a few weeks. They keep you updated because they know how valuable these things are to you. We all use Legacy Box. The results are amazing. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand right here in the good old USA. There has never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. Get started preserving your past. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% off today. Thank you, Legacy Box. That is a solid, better deal than Oscar's getting for the World Series.
Face value. Face value
I'll
for
take
Legacy
that
Box.
All day. Yeah. All day.
I have complained, it was a rainy weekend here in Florida. And Saturday, when it rains down here, it's pretty badass. Because the great thing about the state of Florida is there's so much sunshine, there's so many activities, so many different things, so much nature, so much beach, so much sun, so much that when the sun's out, nothing is really all that concentrated.
Yeah, sun's out,
with
buns
crowds.
Out.
Right.
Exactly.
Is that still on the license plate?
Sun's out, buns out.
Florida. Sun's out, buns out.
Florida state theme, baby. But I, the way it works is Sunday is kind of daddy's day. I get to watch a little football, get to hang out with my pals in the morning, play a little golf. But on Saturday or even into Saturday night, that's my day with my son. I am all day daddy day Sunday.
Sunday Monday, right?
And it's raining. And so, I said movies. We hadn't picked one. I decided we'll go on the computer, see what's playing. He sees the Addams Family and immediately he goes, Dad, I want to go see that. He sees the trailer for it.
Sure.
And look, he loved it. He enjoyed it. But I am telling you that of all the things I do with my son, and I do a ton of stuff, there's really
not. And I
not
do a lot, Damone.
and they say that a lot. I'm up at 5:30. I take him to the school bus. I love it. Pick him up at the school bus more days than I don't. I love that, too. Take him to Chuck E. Cheese. I get my gambling fix at Chuck E. Cheese. He's happy there.
That's just a little
like
twisted,
that.
But
yes. Buy him a Lego set. Put it together with him. Love it. Last night, he was getting a little weepy because it's like he didn't think his Legos were going to get finished by bedding down a tiny little spaceship that I was doing. I finished it while he took his bath. It's just all about my kid. I love him, love him, love him. of all the things I do, there's just one thing I don't care for. I am so effing ready for him to grow up a little bit so we can go to a real movie. Because these animated, formulaic, hire the celebrities to do the funny voices features, I there's nothing I hate more. There's absolutely not. They are just so, I cannot.
In the
I,
canon I cannot of the animated picture, how bad was the Addams Family?
It was not bad, comparatively.
Okay, I mean, well, that's something.
There have been many, many worse.
Like,
I mean,
Boss Baby?
I have seen Toy Story 4. I have
seen... Oh, how
was
that? Did you like that?
I have seen... I don't like...
That's right.
Any of them.
You're right. You hate
at
them.
All.
I'm sorry. You didn't at mention all. That on the show.
That's all. I don't like them. I don't like it. I grew up as a kid that I went to see Tom and Jerry once a year when they'd show it on a projector at my father's office at the boring insurance company.
Yeah.
Cartoons were a special treat.
Right.
They weren't everywhere. You didn't have 16 feature length animated movies putting money in celebrities' pockets to do the voiceover like you do now. And it's the same. Take a joke, steal the original idea that was created by somebody else, and pound it into the ground. And for a child, it's perfect.
It's new to them.
By the way, like every idiot parent in there, I was probably humming along to this song.
They did use the original song.
I grew up watching on TV. Yeah, they did, and they did a nice job with that. You know, with the prerequisite rap music that goes along in addition to it.
You see, the thing is, and Mike, we agree here. Without going nostalgic 100%, the original Addams Family had a subtlety to it. It wasn't beating you over the head with the joke. That's why it's always better than the Munsters.
Okay, but guys, you're
and the movie, the live action movie was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was okay too. Raul Julia.
We're talking about Mike
Raul Julia
and his. And his relationship, not with his son, because that's healthy, with these animated films, which you've hated since I've met you.
Yes.
You've hated them.
All
because,
the trailers are the same way. They're identical. I don't care what the gag is. It's cute, funny, you know, cartoons saying things that adults would say.
Isolatable one-liners. Yeah.
Mm. And so here is my review of The Addams Family. I think my son enjoyed it. I was out. For the entire
genuinely
film.
Asleep,
and my son, because he's a dude, and it's not like Catherine and Elizabeth, who would elbow me, you know, because
Dad.
I was committing the crime.
Dad,
wake up! This kid, because we're visual creatures, we men, you know, watching the movie the whole time, and I blissfully went away. I woke up at the end. I saw a little bit of the nice message that, you know, that everybody should be
inclusive,
mindful of the different, you know, which was the message.
How do you know?
Fine. Yes.
Okay. Two questions. First is, does he get to eat your food while you're passed out?
That would be my food. If you know anything about me in the film, in the movie, if I have food left after the trailers, I've done something terrible.
Okay, fair. So it's
I inhale my food prior to that. And by the way, this time I smuggled Milk Duds in and smuggled Sour Patch Kids.
I think that's a category, isn't it? Smuggling Milk Duds?
Smuggling Milk Duds, yeah. I did that during the facial. The other night. That's disgusting.
That's so terrible. Nasty. What is the matter with you?
I'm sorry about that. So, yeah, so we took Milk Duds. He had Sour Patch. We go in to this theater, and there are, I think, three or maybe four rows. The sign on the outside, you know, it's one of those theaters where they sell tickets out in the front.
And then
they have little copied signs that say, please buy tickets at concessions. And I walk in and they're like three lines of 30, like ridiculous. And then there was the kiosk where you could buy the electronic tickets.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there going, what is taking people so long to get just a movie ticket? Well, the father in front of me, I didn't realize until the movie got going. Father's buying like 25, 30 tickets.
Oh.
He's got a birthday party.
Oh, that's an expensive birthday party.
These parents were doing a great job wrangling these kids. I felt for them. They were doing a fantastic job. So we get into the theater. Didn't have time to get, because I was going to snack up. Right. I was going to get my nachos and get him like a drink.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I was going to get my eat on because that's, you know, what other reason I have
you for can do it
being
in the dark.
Fat and going to the movies. So the Milk Duds, you know, as soon as the, I don't eat candy like that. So I eat the Milk Duds and I mean, I inhale the Milk Duds.
Sure.
I'm eating chocolate and caramel like one should not eat chocolate.
Like you're eating popcorn.
Just going gong, gong, gong like that. And then about 5 seconds after the movie starts, I'm like.
Yeah, the sugar rush.
Yeah. And but, you know, he had a fantastic time. And
he does not even blink or give you any guff about passing out.
No crap at all. I don't think, because I know that I know for a fact that I was O-U-T out. You know how I know?
How?
Because when I opened my eyes, the movie was over. The movie was like winding up. You know? And I'm like, I hope they don't have the, what do they call the thing where they roll the credits and then you show the little poster.
An Easter egg.
An Easter egg at the end. You know, I said, I have no Easter eggs for us.
No.
Come on, car, let's go. I'll let you through the automatic
edition. Now, real quick, you mentioned that he liked the movie. Did you end up showing him Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein as well?
That on, I think Saturday or Sunday morning, we watched Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, and it was, you know, he loved it.
That brings me such great joy because Robert loved that movie at his age.
A real monster movie.
Yeah.
Abbott and Costello and stupid.
Did he dig Frankenstein?
Silly.
Everyone loves the Frankenstein monster when they're that
age.
Yeah,
he was, as a matter of fact, we had a big laugh at the bus stop today, and I got to wrap up because I don't want to steal everybody's time here, but I have to say that at the bus today, he was doing the walk.
Yes, that's great.
And the other laugh that we had, I told you that when we were out in front of the community, they had the, I don't want to call it a chain gang, but they had the work release guys that were with the strike.
Making a better life.
That were out in front doing some cleanup work. And a truck pulled over, and it's dark, and a truck pulled over in front of our neighborhood with its flashers on. And my son says to me, Dad, are those the jail people? But here's how he's got a six-year-old sense of humor. I start laughing about that. And he's like, what? I said, jail people. The jail people are coming. And then he starts giggling. And I realize he's got the gift of comedy. He's got the gene,
exactly.
Right? The jail people. The jail people are on their way. Jail people. I said, they look like Frankenstein, Michael. Zombie jail people. Right before the bus goes. So, anyway, that's my weekend.
So you give it a what?
5 stars. 5 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Go see it, especially if you really, really like cartoons.
5 Tylenol PMs.
Computer generated animation with celebrity voices. Nothing like it. We'll take a break and we'll come back. When we come back, let me see. Let's get Rob Spiewak to talk about how he's getting screwed by his high school reunion.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. It's happening. It's happening.
And when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey, y'all, it's Angie with a new episode of Oh My Goff, out now. Meet the 4-year-old who captured hearts across the nation. Her advice? Work hard and get that shmoney. Exclusive World Series prediction from a real crystal ball in studio. Don't worry, Mike, we're not going to talk about your future. Oh, and good news. You can rent your Halloween costume this year. Subscribe to the Oh My Goff show now on YouTube and Apple Podcast.
That's Angie busting my chops again.
I believe she is in the air right now.
Yes.
On her way to Houston.
To Houston.
Yeah.
On assignment.
She gives me such a hard time.
You hate it, don't you?
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. Time to create. I love it. Time to create furniture that matches your own fearless style. With Joybird's endless options to customize, the days of settling for something that isn't quite you are over. Fini. The end.
Dunsky.
It doesn't matter. If you crave muted beige or hot pink, Oscar. If you can dream it, Joybird can build it.
It does.
Yeah.
Joybird offers a range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options so that your creations can stand the test of time and the wrath of your furry friends and toddlers. Plus, free fabric swatch kits are available to let you see and touch all the fabrics, and their free personal design consultants will help you go from inspiration to creation. Quality handcrafted furniture in a 365-day home trial. That's a year, I can add. Skip the furniture stores and bring the showroom home. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it that easy. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/TMOS. See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using our code TMOS. And we appreciate that from Joybird. I have to say this. When you've been complaining, you've been making a few comments about doing your high school reunion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And first of all, which one is it that's coming up here?
This is, we did not do a 25, so this is 30.
30.
30.
And when you think about it, that's a lot of years.
Skipping 20. 20 was kind of stunning for me.
Yeah.
I think I made it to 40, right? I went to the 40th.
That was one you just went to, right?
That's the unrecognizable anniversary.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the reunion where you're like, hi, how you doing?
When you brought Carla or didn't bring Carla?
10. Was it 10 that I brought? No.
When did you show off?
Was I doing the podcast?
No, you showed off Carla at one reunion.
I think it was
that.
The 30th you might have showed off.
30th? You think?
I think so. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, 30th, because we've been doing this. And that's when I was in the parking lot of the McDonald's in my hometown, and I could not tell Carla how to get home.
Yeah.
Carla was driving, and I was like, well, where's your house?
That's a chicken nuggets.
Ice cream cone.
Ice cream jet saucer.
So, there's a, you're plugged in because you are what would be considered a townie.
Well, yeah, I'm still local.
So you're local.
Although I will say this, and this was one of the most humbling things ever for the 10th reunion, is when I was working with you and Don at WJFK. Show was highly mm-hmm. rated, and I felt pretty good about my position in life.
Yeah.
When they sent out the circular, then I was on the whatever happened to list.
I don't know that list.
That's what the people don't know what happened to you after 10 years after high school.
Oh, they didn't know.
No, and so I felt...
So you hadn't been in contact with any
been
of
in
your
contact,
contemporaries.
No.
Were you a popular kid in high school?
I was very popular in the theater group to a point where there was some crossover to the other cliques. That's it. I was known because I was, I was that kid that was doing all the theater stuff. So
was a no for those of you at home.
No. Well, I mean, I didn't run... No. Certainly didn't run with the jocks. I was always... notably snarky and funny in class, so I got attention that way. So
and your teachers loved you.
There were teachers that liked me.
There were those that hated you.
There were teachers that absolutely detested me. Yes, mm-hmm. This is true.
You're a smartass.
Yeah, Mrs. Kirby had no use for me. Miss Granger loved me.
What was this? What was the class Miss Kirby taught?
10th grade English.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go.
And she was. Yeah. She wasn't. There's two kind of English teachers, Mike, and you know this. There's the get the desks in a circle kind, and there's the stay in your lane kind, and she was a definite stay in your lane kind.
Okay.
And right. she didn't care for that. She
did you hide in the back?
I was a real good third. If there was like desks that were like four deep, I'd like to get in the third one.
Did you at any point within that 10th grade English class say, are we going to study the King's English ever?
I never said that. Oh, okay. No, I don't believe so.
So you are now, have you always been the organizer? Or is this the
first
time?
No, this is the first time. And I think it was because I was very vocal after the 20th that I hated the music at the reunion.
Oh, you made us think about it?
Well, I did. I posted on Facebook about it and talked to some of the people there because the DJ was playing like current music. And he wasn't playing music from the class of 89.
Ah,
and
that's
not
a big deal.
And that is a big deal.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And I said, you know what? When they started to organize the 30th, there's like five or six of us. And I remember most of them from high school. They're all good people. And they said, would you like to come in and be a part of this? And I said, sure.
Oh, they brought you from the outside in.
Into the outside in. Because Mora has always been the organizer.
Yeah.
Our I'll say our class president, Matt Richburg, lacks a little motivation, so we can't really rely on him.
It's 30 years later, and you're slandering the man.
And that's not slandering.
Because he's moved on with his life.
No, but it's really the responsibility of the class president to at least get the wheels in motion.
Who says?
Well, who else would it be?
It's the responsibility of the committee that forms after the fact.
Yeah, but he should at least...
John Burney was our class president, hasn't been to a reunion.
He should at least be in part of the committee. But anyway... So
when
I said,
you're voted
I'm
in
sorry, but
you're a
I'm
kid,
not trying to give you a hard time, but
I feel
I have to disagree. It's not the class president's responsibility.
I think
it's whoever decides to put the reunion together, it's the committee's responsibility.
If you put your finger on the pulse of the class of 89, the Warhawks of 89, the vibe you would get is that Matt should be a little more involved.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay, why? Is he local?
Does he's still local.
What does he do for a living?
I think he's in real estate. I don't know.
He's probably busy selling houses.
Well, maybe he should take a little time and sell a little of himself to the class of 89.
Is he on the committee?
No. He's distant. I don't even know if he's coming.
But
do you understand what I'm saying, though?
I do.
You seem to have an axe to grind with this class president. Did you hate him when you were in school?
No, I never hated him.
You didn't like him.
There wasn't enough to hate.
Okay, but do you know it? Do you know enough about him right now?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay, but you're just hearing third party.
I know he married his high school sweetheart, and she's a little more involved.
Okay.
She
comes to the meetings?
No, not to the meetings, but she contacts the people on the committee and gets notes back and forth. So I don't know if he's
got a proxy.
Yeah, he's got a proxy.
Something wrong with that?
So anyway. When I was involved, I said, you know what? I will handle the music. I would be delighted to do so. I happen to have every number one record of the 1980s because I put together for a project in the past. So this will be a piece of cake. I'd love to do it.
And you're just going to play like a
I'll put together a playlist and it'll come off a laptop or an iPad. And I said,
what year did you graduate again?
89.
I'm looking for the top 10 songs of 89.
See, 89 is not as great as like our sophomore year. But check them out.
Wait a second. Are you deciding what was the great songs?
No.
Because people will get pissed about that, too. That's a big responsibility.
What we did is we actually...
So 85, you're saying.
85 to 89 is going to be where the music is going to be centralized. Right.
That's
legit.
I'm with you on that.
We put up a Facebook thread. What songs do you need to hear at our high school reunion? I'll also consult that list. Make sure everyone gets to hear everything they want.
And you'll love it and you'll do a great job. And
will you play Michael Jackson? Oh.
See, this is
a
big
issue.
This
big
is an
problem.
Issue. This is an issue.
Big problem.
I played at Julia's graduation. I played the song "I Want You Back," and I got a lot of looks from some of the people saying, "I don't know if we're going to be playing this."
Oh, I think people that give you a crap about that are looking for something to.
And I said,
about.
"This is Jackson 5. This is not it." So I might not hit up Thriller or Bad.
Here we go.
But
here we go.
Yeah.
Poison.
El Biv DeVoe.
Oh, no. You've got Poison, like Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh, the band Poison.
Yes.
Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
There will be some slow dancing.
Paula Abdul, Miss You Much.
Yep.
Well, that's Janet Jackson.
Straight up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
straight up. You're right. Paula Abdul. We've got Wind Beneath My Wings by Bette Midler.
I believe it was our class song. How horrible is that?
Oh, that sucks is a class song.
Oh, no.
I had a great, great senior prom song.
What was it?
Dream On by Aerosmith.
Oh, that's so great.
That's perfect.
That's great. I have Bette Midler.
Also,
hot off a movie with James Caan.
Do you have any Milli Vanilli?
Of course. Got it all.
And Freebird.
Freebird.
Well, where is the problem coming
in? The problem is when I volunteered to do it, they said, I'll just bring a laptop. We'll plug into the sound system there. And they said, great. And then they also said, how are we going to lay it out? And I volunteered to MC because that's, you know what, I can handle it. And it would be nice. And I didn't want to see someone fumbling up there. So that's not a problem.
Isn't that more like the class president's job?
It really is. It really is. But he ain't going to be there. So what are you going to do? Give it to the theater kid. So we get a call this week and they say, hey, the weird thing, the sound system at this place, it's not that good. And the control for it is located in the other room than the ballroom. Do you think you know anyone with a sound system?
Oh, here we go.
And it's like, well, I guess you could rent one. I don't have any contacts, but it's an easy thing to rent. All we need.
Where's our sound system?
Getting to this.
Yes.
All right.
And they said, well, I looked into the rental and it costs, we can buy one that looks okay for about the same money. And they sent a link from I think Best Buy, and it's a Bluetooth enabled speaker with included microphone wireless. And I'm like, I don't trust Bluetooth. It's not going to sound good. And those mics are crap. And then with the heaviest heart, I typed, I'll bring a sound system.
Oh, no.
What time is set up? And like within 30 seconds, 5 p.m. exclamation point smiley face. So it's exactly what they wanted the whole time.
DJ on the cutters.
Yeah, but.
Sweaty Rob with a load in.
Love it.
See everybody after 30 years with your back fully wet from all that sweat.
Here's the best part. It's not the load in. It's the load out. After a night of the 30-year reunion. Hey, you get the speaker.
Hey, okay, the solution is right here.
What's that?
I have it. I was wondering if I could get volunteers to load in and load out the
perfect
sound system.
Perfect. That's what I need.
No
that's right.
Problem.
Yeah.
You are doing them the solid.
Yeah.
And that is our show. As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I'd like some money for it.
I've talked to the owners of the actual equipment. They've said there has to be some sort of consideration.
Well, Mike, you're going to get a beautiful...
And pocket it.
Yeah,
and pocket it.
Yeah, for you.
Look, you have my permission. Listen, look at me.
Okay.
I know you'll do it. You have my permission to do that. You get as much as you can. When your reunion's over, you come back and tell us how much you got.
All right. I will do that.
And, but this is how you write it.
Good grace. It's all yours.
In fairness, it's an insurance fee, non-refundable insurance.
Understood.
And let us know how you do it.
And if you break it, you bought it.
As always.
Okay.
As always.
So get volunteers to do the load-in. Get a fee that we rented out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there was a small rental. Undercut the one that they had before.
And you know who?
How happy are you right now? You're pretending to look not happy.
No, no.
You know you're happy.
I'm pretty happy. I'll tell you why.
Because you've been forced.
And I'll tell you why. Because you know who's going to be really great at lifting that equipment?
Ooh.
Class President Matt Richburg.
Okay, we got to take a break. See? That's why you bring this.
It all worked out.
We say, you don't just vent, we solve problems.
Solution.
Don't be taking advantage. You're like Mr. Wolf.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Riley.
Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at the Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. The Yak Shack, anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Leave a message. Be sexy if you want. I like voices. Talk slowly, ladies. You get my drift? Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here.
Hey.
Keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. There you go, Bill. Thank you very much. Hey, Brewmate. Brewmate is the fastest growing drinkware brand in the world. Brewmate products keep your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long. That's all. Without ice. I got the Hopsilator Trio. I love it. Got one for me. Got one for Mrs. O'Mara. And the Hopsilator Trio, one of them can actually give you a facial. No, I'm kidding. The Hopsilator Trio is wonderful. It fits both 16 and 12-ounce cans with its freezable adapter, or it can convert to a 16-ounce pint glass with a splash-proof lid. Because I know when I'm getting into a Giants game and I'm drinking my brewski, it's like that.
It could get messy.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Guaranteed to keep your favorite beer at the perfect temperature to the last drop. Over 30 colors and finishes to choose from, plus 100% glass-free. Plus, Brewmate products work with hot and cold beverages. Start the day with a steaming latte and end the day with a cold brew. Or reverse it, like I do.
Exactly.
In the same perfect vessel. Start the day with a cold brew. Drink beer all day. Before you go to bed, have a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah, to relax you.
Don't you dare settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com and enter the code Mike at checkout to get 15% off your first order. It's a different code. Remember that. 15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com and enter the code Mike at checkout. And cheers.
News.
Boo.
Not if
Mike.
Yes.
Hot breaking news.
Uh-oh, breaking news.
Oh. Just came over my phone. A guy I went to school with in high school, Glenn Catcher. He lives in Palo Alto, California, messaged me. He says, my brother in Japan just messaged me to let me know that Matt Richburg is not doing his job.
Isn't it great to come in on a Monday and know you've done your job for the day?
Yeah.
That's
special. Mike, touch a hand, have a word.
That's wonderful. A lot of buzz about this over the weekend. Jennifer Lawrence and her fiance, Cook Maroney. Cook Maroney got married on Saturday at some ritzy place in Newport, Rhode Island. There were a lot of celebrities there to help them celebrate. Adele, Amy Schumer, Emma Stone, Ashley Olsen, Nicole Richie. She's got an interesting friend list.
Yeah, I like that.
Cameron Diaz was there. Cameron Diaz and Sienna Miller were there.
Only one of the Olsen twins?
boy. I'm just
that seems divisive.
Well, also, there's a connection to the Maryland area because the Madden brothers from Good Charlotte are married to both Nicole Richie and Cameron Diaz.
Ah. Joel Madden was there with his wife, Nicole Richie. But imagine that you're right. I think it's pretty cool if you got Sienna Miller and Cameron Diaz there.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Lawrence in a wedding. Mm.
And Adele.
There aren't many details yet, stop, about the actual ceremony.
She's a wonderful singer. I wonder if she sang.
But here are two incredibly random bits of information. Of all the 150 guests, only 150 guests.
Oh.
There was only one vegan. Mm. I don't know how they know that, but they know.
I know who it wasn't.
Must be a mole in the caterer's office. Number two, the rehearsal dinner on Friday night was a clam bake under a white tent. Kind of cool.
That sounds that's
nice.
Yeah.
Rhode New Island.
That's she up mm-hmm. there. My sister had a 50th birthday party in Rhode Island.
Oh.
I had diverticulitis. Ate a big jar of Miss Planter's peanuts.
I remember the peanuts, yeah.
He told Paul, hey, Paul.
Thank you, God.
F you.
You got
and the elevator doors closed.
Yeah. He paints a picture, doesn't he?
He must. It must have made an impact on him.
Oh, I was like, if my brother ever did that to me, I'd be mortified.
Mike, I'm seeing here Adele. Adele eats meat, so she was not the vegan.
Meat eater? No,
Meatosaurus.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Poor you.
Oh, poor you.
They don't give many interviews, but ABC has a special on them airing this Wednesday. And Meghan admits that becoming a royal has been difficult. She says, quote, it's hard. I don't think anybody could understand that. In all fairness, I had no idea. But when I first met my now husband, my friends were really happy because I was so happy. But my British friend said to me, I'm sure he's great, but you shouldn't do it because the British tabloids will destroy your life. She also says, quote, I never thought that this would be easy, but I thought it would be fair. And that's the part that's really hard to reconcile. But I don't know. I'll just take each day as it comes. You know, from everything I've seen about the royals and the modern royals, even with Elizabeth and the crown and all that, it is tough. It is.
Any way you slice it. Don't get sucked in, Mike. This is the same people that muscled the Joker into being the number one R-rated movie of all times because we all bought into the hype that they fed us. And you know why?
I'm not going to watch it.
But, Mike, they...
I'm just sharing the story.
They gave an interview to ABC to say, oh, we're sad.
I know.
Well, they don't have to do it.
Wait, if you're a monster, Rob. Usually this is my take. No. I agree with her. The idea that someone's actually talking about how terrible the paparazzi is in Europe for the royals.
It ruins the view from the palace.
All right. You know what? Seriously. You know what? This is the way I will portray it for you. All right. You know when we get a troll on the fan page?
Yeah.
That puts a negative thread up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, some of us are better. Some of us are better at dealing with it, but it always sucks. It's always a drag to read that type of stuff. Imagine that troll is the newspaper and the tabloid media, and it's every day.
Yeah, but
every
also,
day there's something
that
there.
That troll
it's
killed your mother.
But mm-hmm. also imagine
that's a big deal.
That you are
absolutely
somehow
the paparazzi.
But you're in line to be the king. You're
he's
in line
never going
to
be king.
You're in line.
He's not going to be king.
I know, but he's in line for it.
Anyway,
he has a pretty nice life, I bet.
The interview asks if she's okay, Meghan Markle, and she beats around the bush before admitting that she's not really okay. Meanwhile, Harry says he could see them moving to Africa someday. Nothing is imminent, but it would get them away from the press. I get it. I just get that. I've watched enough about this family to know that, all the pomp and circumstances and the money and stuff, it is a job. It's a job where you are scrutinized all the time and,
Felt,
be careful what you wish for.
I felt more sorry for all the royals until I saw this interview where they said, feel sorry for us.
All right, I get it. Quentin Tarantino is refusing to recut Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to appease Chinese censors.
Oh, no.
Chinese. Which means the movie won't play there. In other words, he gave up real cash money in order to retain his integrity.
Oh, my God.
It's not exactly clear what happened, but the rumor is that Bruce Lee's daughter is still upset the way Tarantino portrays her dad in the movie. So she appealed to the Chinese Film Board. They told him he had to do something about that, and he refused, so they don't want the movie. One source claims it was actually the violence that China didn't like. But whatever it was, Tarantino refused to give in to China's demands. And I cannot believe I have not seen that movie
yet. You need to see it. And you know what? I read that when it comes out, He's putting...
It'll be on demand soon.
There's going to be like 22 extra minutes in it, which is going to make it so much better because it's the kind of movie you never want to end. Mm. It's so fun. Cool.
2,000 Americans were asked to name the top things they need in order to have a perfect morning. Here they are. Coffee, good breakfast, exercise, meditation, watching the news, reading the news, listening to your favorite radio show or podcast.
Hey!
Yes.
We're there. Bingo, yay. Bingo. Having a glass of juice or a smoothie. The Mike O'Mara Show, as good as a smoothie.
Better.
And number nine, Shannon's going to love this. Yoga is number nine for a perfect group. 74% of people in the poll said having more time in the morning would be a luxury, and one in four said even just 10 extra minutes would make a huge difference. I know it would for me. Thank you very much.
If you have kids, you're probably like packing them up, getting them out. Nuts.
Then we have a good laugh when he says, is that the truck? Does that truck have jail people in it?
Jail people.
If you're trying to get healthy, this sounds like it might be a good way to do it, but it's going to be easier if you're a morning person on the same theme. A new study in the UK found that working out first thing in the morning before you eat breakfast burns way more fat. So if you work out before you eat breakfast, you'll burn more fat.
I've always said this.
When I was in the best shape of my life, I would go to CrossFit at 6 a.m.
Yep.
It and does. Then it would
see people that are really fit. That's what they do. They work out to start their day. That's how they do it. That's how they do it. I'll get right on it. And now a little something, something. Jake Arsenault or Arsenault, but it's Arsenault. My mom was Peralt, so I'm going to say Arsenault.
Okay.
That's the way we're going to do it. Jake Arsenault is on a roll, literally, at least when it comes to the boy's school ID photo. I don't know why I love it. Maybe it's Maine. Jake's dad, Craig Arsenault, seems to relish his son's ID photo, and frankly, others have too, since the photo of the fourth grader dressed as a hot dog has been shared more than 24,000 times since he shared it to his Facebook page. Here's the story. My wife, the dad says this, my wife and I dared our son to wear a hot dog costume for school pictures. I just love a family that's just like this. The dad said on Facebook on Thursday, the school let him do it, and I couldn't be happier. I would be the exact same way. The boy attends Biddeford. Remember Biddeford? Biddeford, Maine?
Yeah.
Biddeford Intermediate School, which serves fourth and fifth graders in Biddeford, Maine, about 20 miles southwest of Portland. And I can say with confidence, if your kid has the comedy gene, you are halfway home, mom and dad. Fantastic. Yeah. A TMOS salute to the boy dressed in a hot dog.
Here, here.
Such a great picture. Jake Arsenault, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't even
there
get Robert to smile.
It's fantastic. He's got this little cat that ate the canary grin. It's fantastic. So we will take a break when we come back. It's the audio vault. Way to go, Jake, from Biddeford.
Hot dog.
We'll be right back with the audio, a brief audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Everyone is unique, which makes it tough when everything you shop for looks the same. But wait.
What?
Zazzle. Remember that name. At Zazzle, you can customize anything and everything, like my new personalized golf balls that I've already handed out to all my pals. They have a very famous politician on the golf ball, and they showed their teeth like small children when I handed them out. Zazzle.com, spelled Z-A-Z-Z-L-E, is the only place you need to customize anything. Just go to Zazzle.com, choose from hundreds of products, customize, and you're done. They make unique easy. Use Zazzle for wedding party and planning. They have the best save-the-date cards, invitations, banners, decorations, everything. And for gift-giving, Zazzle rocks. The holidays are coming up, and you can get customized gifts for everyone on your list. It's really a great website
for
people that want something totally unique. The Today Show, Good Morning America, most importantly, yours truly, Mike O'Mara. We all love Zazzle. You will, too. Go to Zazzle.com/TMOS and receive 20% off site-wide now through December 31st. That's Zazzle.com/TMOS for 20% off site-wide. Remember, Zazzle.com/TMOS. Rob Spiewak.
Now, I know we know that the Astros are going to the World Series to meet the Nats, but here's a piece of trivia I don't know if you know or not. They won the game. The Astros did with a walk-off home run. First time.
What a game.
First time in playoff history that in the ninth inning, the opponent took the lead in the top of the ninth, and then they won it with a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth. That has never happened before.
Altuve!
Altuve!
Sent the Astros!
baseball, baby. Baseball is at its best.
I think it would have been great if the announcer, when that happened, if the announcer just went, shh, quiet.
Joe Buck, you know what? Joe Buck is, I've given Joe Buck a lot of crap. I really have over the years about being snarky and stuff. But I think if I went back and I thought about my quote, when it comes to calling baseball, his dad taught him well.
He does, right?
He just knows how to do it. There's so many guys that don't do it as well as he does. And that's just the way. And then he lets it happen. I like a lot Joe Buck's calls of the games. I think
he's probably
job.
Is he the best out there now?
I think he's the best baseball guy out there right now.
World Series on Fox as well, so they'll have it there.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Mike, when I first started listening to you, one of the things that I loved is you would do impressions of obscure people. And you wouldn't think of them until you did them.
Do this Friday. The diver was a
freedom rider. I don't think it broke until after the show on Friday.
I died after the show?
I think so, Bill.
Maud, what are you doing, Maud? I don't understand what's going on here. Hey, Maud, I'm dead. William H. Macy. I did that impression for Lord Diamond.
Not H.
Oh, that's
Bill
right.
Macy.
William H. is a guy that's went in jail now.
How old were you, Bill?
300 years old.
97 when you passed.
Oh, Maud, I'm 97.
I want to play a clip of Walter Findlay from Maud. This is, Mike, remember when he had a drinking problem for one episode?
Maud.
And he actually, it was one of those very special Mauds where he hit Maud because he was drunk.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he felt bad and he stopped drinking. But anyway, here's Bill Macy battling the demon of alcoholism.
Anybody care to join me in a Bloody Mary?
Oh, Gordon,
no. This hour?
Okay, if you want to be party poopers, I'll just have one by myself.
You know, when you drink, Walter, you get so argumentative.
I'm sick and tired of hearing that. I am not argumentative. When I drink, I'm a pussycat.
One more meow, pussycat, and I'm going to have you altered.
Luckily, the alcoholism only lasted 22 minutes, and it was fine.
Of all the Maud clips, that's the one you dug up?
That's not on YouTube.
What the hell are you doing? What is that?
It focused on Bill Macy and his acting prowess.
Did you just say, I need a Maud clip, and it was just there on the top of YouTube?
He was probably hammered. He's like, oh, I love this one. This is great.
There's so many funny lines. I'm on one of his funny lines. You do the one where he's alcoholic? Come on, Rob.
Showing his range, Bill.
Wow.
Right. Mike, how about a little music to cleanse the palate?
Why not?
Okay.
Why not, Maud?
This is a guy that is doing a duet with a piano player, and he has, I don't know if it is some sort of saxophone. What is it that Kenny G plays? It's straight, but it plays like a saxophone, right?
Clarinet?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a clarinet.
It's between a clarinet and a saxophone.
But the piano player is just great.
Sorry, Michael Colbert.
And, but this guy is the star. You'll hear him when he comes in.
Okay, this is going to be good. I'm ready.
Oh.
It doesn't have any pitch.
None at all.
He doesn't know he's hitting the wrong notes. Their keys are completely different.
Oh, not even close. But what you need to know is this, Mike. This is the actual piece of music that made Walter Findlay want to drink.
What a Bloody Mary after hearing
that. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh, my God, Maud. I can't believe that. Hey, don't forget the Audio Vault is brought to you by Rob Spiewak, but your yaks are brought to you by you. So you can give us a...
that was a great save.
I call it 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We would love to hear your yaks. The Yak Shack always open 24-7. Also, send your cards and letters to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. get our bonus show, and we look forward to seeing everybody out in Las Vegas. There, I covered it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Be kind, people. Be kind. Can you do that for me, please? Thank you.